Hello, listeners. How are you? Hope you're very well on this Sunday morning. How are you, John?
I'm all right.
We've had a bit of a fight, haven't we, already?
Well, you picked me up.
Yeah. Just from nowhere. I was really impressed.
I was carrying a cup of water.
It was great. John was walking along carrying a cup of water.
I wasn't walking. Don't overplay this.
Strutted. He strutted this morning, right? I'm walking along in London, and it's very quiet, very cold. No one's out. And then
he had his I Am Russell Howard Beep Your Horn t-shirt on.
Just strutting along. And then I hear, "Oi, not bad." And I turn around, and there's my friend John with his chin tilted towards the sun, looking like Liam Gallagher. Then he goes, "I got your muffins. Thanks very much. I'm not really a muffin fan." I'll tell you what for nothing. Hottest girl I've ever seen in McDonald's. So I go, "Well, let's turn around and say hello." No.
Stunning girl in McDonald's this morning. Stunning girl.
Did you try any of
But doing all that, yeah, I'm too good.
You're doing all that, McDonald's. Do you want a burger?
No. Well, she wasn't there. That was it. She was kind of like, "No, I'm just supervising. Watching all the other people get the burgers, and there's a queue." You just think, if you've got to the supervisor's position, you've clearly spent time on the tills. First thing you learn about management, hands-on. If there's a queue,
hang on a minute.
Get me my muffin.
But surely if you fancy her, all that goes out the window, and you just stare at her, and there's music going,
"No, because I'm about more than just looks, Russell, you see. I'm thinking, well, if you're doing that in McDonald's, you're going to do that around the house, aren't you? What are you doing? Supervising the washing up. Get the marigolds on and get it done. Otherwise, you're not going to your tea dance."
Yeah, exactly. What fun. You won't have your hair dyed blue.
Yeah.
That'll be it for you. Wow.
But yeah, it's giving it all that. Yeah, I know. What am I doing in here?
And what did you
working,
say?
Working, clearly.
Oh, really? You sure?
I didn't talk to her.
Exactly. You got flustered. You should have just.
Get flustered.
You should have said, "Hey, do you want to do a live interview on Six Music?"
Why? What about?
Just so you can, you know, hang out with her.
Why are you determined?
Flash the cash, man.
I'm fine. I don't need a girlfriend. We do this every week.
Okay,
how are you?
The reason I said it, I'm fine. No, the reason I said it was because you opened today with, "Oh, it's a really pretty girl."
I didn't open. We were in the street. I was coming out of McDonald's. I thought I'd tell my McDonald's anecdote.
Yeah.
If I'd been coming out of Boots, I'd have done a Boots anecdote, but I wasn't.
Yeah, whenever you come out of Boots, hey, I kid you not, the offer in there is frightening. Every single time.
Oh, Boots lunch deal.
Yeah, quite every bloody time. Who cares about it? It's just a sandwich. It's a sandwich and a drink. Well, it's more than a sandwich and a drink.
Sandwich and a drink.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a sandwich or a salad, you know, and they've got a wide range, and it's not just a packet of crisps or a chocolate bar. You can have muesli bars, you can have yogurt.
Yeah.
You can have a breakfast meal deal that's a fruit salad, a yogurt with granola on top, and a fresh orange juice. You've had three of your five a day, $2.99.
Exactly. You don't get that at Superdrug, do you, John?
You don't get that at Superdrug. I don't got a Superdrug.
Snob.
What did
Anyways,
you call me?
I called you a snob. Anyways, it's going to be fun today, I think. But we had a bit of a wrestle. I won. Lifted
you
up.
It wasn't a wrestle.
Powerfully strutting around.
It wasn't a contest. I was sat discussing the works of someone with something.
Do you like the works of someone? I'm a big fan, yeah.
He just ran up behind me and picked me up when I was holding water.
Yeah, and then he
could've gone everywhere.
Flicking water in my eyes, screaming, "I've got water! I've got water!"
Yeah, health and safety in the workplace.
So it's going to be fun. So text us in 64046 or email russell.6music@bbc.co.uk with any kind of questions or anything like that that you'd like to ask us.
Get involved.
Look at you, get involved. They were playing
Pull your socks up.
They were playing the clips to our show on like Radio 2 and all sorts this week.
I heard that
this
week.
It's really freaky, isn't it?
I was driving along listening to Five Live.
Yeah.
And then they did an interview with the most annoying woman who's ever been given a voice.
Who was
so
that?
I flicked, I don't know, just some woman. Just the sort of voice that email was invented for. Just email me. No, I'll give you a call. No, honestly, just email me. Every time you talk, my feet bleed.
Right.
And same. I flicked to Radio 2. First thing I heard, us.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was me getting all narky.
Yeah, it was. It's really funny.
Odd clip to pick.
What was it? What were you saying?
You went, text in, you can drive the show.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, yeah. They're not driving the bloody show. Yeah, it was really, like, get off me, boyfriend. It was like that. That's how it came across.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Don't you judge him. I speak to him. He's my special guy. But we've both been chatting about each other this week. I mean, I was on Joe Wiley.
I heard about that. She's furious.
I was like,
she was just trying to go to the shops.
I know. Well, you know.
Get off my back.
You snooze your
like Russell Howard.
And it wasn't her back. Anyways, we had a chat.
You don't have children yourself.
I don't know. But I have my friend John, who's kind of like my child in many ways. He rang me up yesterday. It was great. It was about 2 a.m. He went, "I've got a cat in me wheelie bin. There's a cat in me wheelie bin. What do I do?" I don't know. You know, like 2 a.m. I don't know. The only idea I had was maybe he could dress up as a lady cat and try and, you know, kind of lure
entice it out.
Yeah, and he swore at me and said I was no use.
He didn't do it.
So he's my kid.
He's your kid. And a pet, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, We've all been checked at different
When did you do that? Why did you do that?
Friday. Backed into a corner.
When has that ever been the way we describe our relationship?
Yeah, it's funny.
I'm your child.
Pet. Joe Wiley said that.
Right, well, you're both in a lot of trouble.
But we've just had a text saying, good luck, lads. What does it say exactly?
Morning, boys. Just noticed that Dick and Dom are on Radio 1, so I might listen to that rather than John talking about sex in some poor McDonald's worker.
Wow.
Shut up. Go and listen to Dick and Dom.
Exactly. Bogies and all that malarkey. Yeah.
What are you, 10?
Yeah, exactly. Grow a pair and stick with us.
Mental age of a 10-year-old. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, John.
I'm never
Let's challenge Dick and Dom to a fight on air. We could have them.
Oh, I'd do
I've
both
just
of
proved
them.
It with my... Yeah, exactly. You fight them both and I'll sit in the corner wearing leathers, just smoking a small cigar.
Well, to be honest, I've got to take you and Joe Wiley on first for telling everyone that I'm 7 years old and I soil myself and
great.
I live in a cage.
Imagine that. Nobody said you lived in a cage. It would be great if you were mingling at a Radio 1 party this Christmas. And she goes,
yeah, like I do.
Well, you're bound to, you know, you're moving up in the world, you know? And she goes, yeah, you know, I'm Joe Wiley. And just without thinking, you've connected. You've knocked her out. And then you ring me up, I need an exit point. And it's like a bit in 24 hour. Not 24 hour, but 24, or I get you out.
Now, you've been making promises, haven't you?
Yep.
The length and breadth of this fair land.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Russell. I'm the CSI bird from Blackwood last night.
Yep.
Great gig, you spunky Medusa.
Right.
I think you've kind of mixed up your ancient Greek history there.
Yeah, I think
the Medusa. You know what that is, don't you?
I do know. That's they turn. If you look at her, you turn into stone.
Yeah, not what you've clearly implied.
I've not implied anything. That's a back reference to my 2006 show.
Oh, nice.
Where I had a bit of material saying that, I can't remember what it was about making ladies pregnant just by looking at them.
Right.
Like some form of spunky
I see. You promised to read my text out, so keep the promise.
Okie dokie. There it is.
I've
She's
read it.
Brilliant.
Does that count?
She was really into you. It was great. I did a bit.
I wondered what that was.
Yeah.
She, is it itching?
Because I signed an autograph for her at the end.
What on?
Right nipple. And
is there a wrong nipple?
She said, I love John. I said, give us the other one then. And wrote, John was here.
Hello, Russell. Thanks for a brill show in Blackwood last night. You really made Dana's day.
All right, yeah. Well, she was the lady down the front. She was great, really giddy.
Right.
But properly into you.
Because we're back in work today, tired and depressed again.
CSI Blackwood. You don't think these things exist. They get up to all sorts.
Right.
Sorry, Adam. I've got really bad gas. Carry on, John.
Oh, when does it ever work doing that? When do you ever go, oh, I'm going to felch, so can you just...
Felch? I mean, I didn't say I was going to felch.
Is that Hugh Dennis under there?
Dr. Freud.
Did a real big slip up yesterday at the gig. I was talking about willies and I used the word small instead of like house or something ridiculous. It was very Freudian. And then a man... Anyway. Karen in Somerset, she said she couldn't listen to us last week, she was on holiday, but she's back on board.
Yeah!
So that's
have that, Dick. And Dom.
Yeah. I thought you were doing one of your buffets again.
I wasn't shouting at myself. I wasn't shouting at myself. You enjoyed that, didn't you?
Yeah, sometimes I surprise even myself with my quick-witted repartee. Hello, John. Do you still have a cat in your wheelie bin?
Nice.
Lucy. I saw a fox this week.
Dun, dun, dun.
Made me wonder if it was actually a fox in my bin. I wouldn't mind that. I like foxes. Oh, animal special on You've Been Framed yesterday. I mean, you say animal special to me and I'm thinking, oh, I'm dubious.
Buffet, you think?
Cracking it was.
Yeah.
Cracking clips of exotic animals. So is this giraffe licking a woman? Brilliant.
What on earth have you been watching?
You've Been Framed.
Sounds like one of your videos.
Oh,
animal special. That sounds like you'd put underneath my duvet.
This dog that they gave some medicine to and it pulled a face. Oh, lovely it was.
Hang on a minute.
A cat who can climb walls.
You're very much against...
That's not funny. Spider cat. Oh, I don't like that. No. I was back on board with a penguin that fell over. Go on.
I was going to say, you're very much against giving animals drugs and narcotics to make them do funny things. We've discussed before.
Oh, yeah. Not like, but it was medicine to help it. It was a puppy. It was having its medicine.
Right.
And they gave it and then it went...
pulled a funny face.
It's funny.
Any other texts or emails?
Sarah in Swindon's got her wheelie bin, and I haven't got my wheelie bin. Have you got a wheelie bin?
Yeah.
Have you got a wheelie bin? When did you get your wheelie bin?
About 2 weeks ago.
I must be due. Maybe I've got it because I've been away for a
good
few days.
Good news from Swindon.
Oh, it's all happening in Swindon.
Quite literally, it is all happening in Swindon. That's two people that live in Swindon. One bragging about the fact that she's got a wheelie bin to another who can only dream of having a plastic wheelie bin.
Oh, if that's there when I get back,
I still have to burn my rubbish. Christ alive.
I've not got any.
I'll buy you a wheelie bin, you peasant.
It's not about money, is it? It's about civic pride. I want one that's got Swindon Borough Council written on it.
Well, I'll write you in Tippex for you.
You can't spell.
I can.
Spell Borough.
Borough. B-O-R-O-U-G-H.
Right, no. I meant sort of a borough.
Oh, did you? I apologise. So very
unlucky.
Good.
Unlucky.
I was just going to put the Swindonator on the side of your bin anyway.
Right.
The Don, actually. There was an email earlier that there's a girl who lives in Swindon who describes herself as being from the Don. And she suggests that you should maybe do this to make yourself appeal edgier.
Well, I'm trying to get putting the wind back in Swindon to catch on.
Nice.
Which is not really working, to be honest.
You're saying that at gigs? I'm putting the wind back in Swindon.
I've been known to mention it.
Nice.
I've been known to slip out.
We had a really cool text in, actually. Very odd, actually. It says, if I can get it, Ad, can you flick down? It was there a minute ago, and it appears to have disappeared. It says, morning, Russell and John. Have you ever had a Mongolian? Don't. We went out for one this week. Brilliant. You can eat shark, zebra, ostrich, crocodile, and kangaroo. Yum. And the chef uses swords. What's the most exotic-erotic animal you've ever scoffed? What a fantastic text. I've had kangaroo. Didn't go for it myself.
Right.
Because you can take...
Who did you send?
It was horrible, though. Very gristly.
Right.
And I was scared, really, really scared of kangaroos, because Ross Noble told me that they were vicious and they could cut your guts up if they so chose.
Right.
So, you know, it's that horrible thing of, you'd seen them. And I'd seen them jumping around in fields and got used to them being kind of, you know, wild animals. And I couldn't get out of my head when I was eating them, you know? How about you?
You wouldn't eat rabbit, but you'll eat kangaroo.
Weird, isn't it? Yeah.
What next?
What's the most erotic?
Winnie the Pooh.
I wouldn't eat that, mate.
No?
No, the stuff...
Oh, I bet he tastes sweet because of all
the honey. Stuff you've done to it.
What?
You're Winnie the Pooh.
I haven't done anything.
It's got dead eyes, that thing, next to your bed.
It's got plastic eyes.
Yeah.
It's a teddy.
That scream, help me.
Your teddies have got alive eyes.
I haven't got teddies because I'm 27 years old.
You've got teddies.
I haven't got teddies. I haven't.
You have.
I haven't.
You've got that doll.
Hang on a minute.
You dress up.
Have you still got teddies in your garage that are stuck in that carrier bag? Yeah, he had loads of them. For about 3 weeks, he had them in a...
You can't throw your teddies away, can you?
Yeah, so he's got them suffocated in a big carrier bag.
They're not suffocating, they're teddies.
Hello, gentlemen.
You can't throw a teddy out, can you? You can't put it in the bin and look at its eyes looking up at you and then you tip beans on it.
Come on.
You've bonded with a teddy.
No,
I've got teddies I've had since I was four.
Really?
Little St. Bernard puppy.
You see,
what are you doing? You can't ever get rid of that.
You need a younger brother. What need of you for a teddy when you got a younger brother? You could dress him up like a teddy if you fancy.
You can't.
You can.
This is why you and your brother have such an odd relationship these days.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't do stuff like that.
Get in the zipper.
What
about you? What's the most exotic animal you've ever eaten?
No, I don't really do all that. I don't think anything. No.
You have never eaten anything like crocodile or...?
No.
Do you want to eat some crocodile?
No.
Really?
Quite happy with chicken. Steak.
That was just you in the Mongolian restaurant. Shark? Weird fish? You like a bit of fish?
Weird fish?
Yeah.
I like fish, yeah. But you've got to go out and look. You see, the thing is, they taste nice, these things. You just do them to say you've eaten them.
Well, this
and
is
you could
it.
Do that with anything. Have you eaten, you know, plastic?
Tar.
Yeah.
That kind of guff.
You're welcome.
Right. We've had a really cool email in as well. It just says, am I weird? This is from Amy. She says, if you're doing am I normal this week... Oh, God, gas again.
What is up with you? What have you had?
It's that Barocca you gave me. It's full of bubbles. I want to know if me and my flatmate are weird. About 3 days ago, I was in her room. Dun, dun, dun. We were having a chat about books. And she rifled through the book she was holding and breathed in the book smell. I also do this because the smell of books is really nice. I want to know if we're both incredibly weird or if other people do this too.
Did you even say that?
What?
Oi, oi. You said oi then.
Did I?
It's the most West Country thing you've ever said.
Yeah, right.
Oi, also do this.
That's not weird in any way.
Smelling
Everyone
books.
Sniffs a book. It's a lovely thing to do. When you've got a new book... Oh, I open up because I bought the amber spyglass again and just kind of opening up in the middle and giving it a knife. Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Especially if you've left treats behind in an old book. Have you ever done that? That's brilliant. When you kind of, if you're reading for a book, you haven't read for ages and you go, and you find something you've forgotten. Brilliant.
Like what?
Like a little note.
Grandma! What are you doing in here?
I'm so cold. I'm so cold. Hello, nanny. How are you? Teddy, I thought I'd thrown you out. Aren't you thin? Get in your bag.
Used to squash flies in books and then leave them.
Sick.
What? They're a pest.
Prick.
They're a pest. Someone's texted in that they got given a bunch of flowers and they went away for the week. What about aphids everywhere?
She used to squish the flies in your book so you catch them.
Chase them around with the book open and then slam it shut, squash the fly, put it away for a week and then have a look at it. It's all red bits and yellow bits and...
Oh, creep. Were you naked when you did this?
Sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, there goes the flycatcher. Hideous. Right, we probably haven't got time to play this song, so we should play it later, so I quite like that.
Well, we'll read some more text then, shall we?
What you got, John?
Someone wants to know if they're going to look sad if they come to your gig on Thursday on their own.
No.
Is that in Sheffield?
Mm.
On Thursday?
Yeah.
I'm in Sheffield.
Are you?
A week on Friday.
Oh, my God.
Are you staying over for a week?
No, I think we're doing quite an odd run. We're doing Cardiff on Tuesday, then King's Lynn.
You're never running from Cardiff to King's Lynn.
I've got a friend of mine. My friend Mark is walking from Bristol to Edinburgh as part of the festival next year.
Yeah.
And all he's done for this is bought a pedometer. That's it. He hasn't done any training.
And he's walked to KFC.
But he was on about walking from Bristol to Weston.
Yeah,
in a day. 23 miles. That can't be done.
He says he's doing it. I'm in Bristol, I'm going to go and watch him.
Well, yeah,
I'm going to go and just drive behind him really slowly on the horn.
Let's just drill... You seem to be doing calculations there, aren't you?
About 8 hours, I reckon.
He's never doing that.
No.
Text us in, 64046, email russell.6music@bbc.co.uk with tips to help our mate Mark walk from Bristol to Edinburgh. Because thus far he's got nothing. John's got gas.
I haven't.
I'm fine. Anyways,
I had the good grace to do it off mic, though, and not make a big deal of it.
Now, we've had a few emails in about Olva, our friend Mark, doing some walking. This is from Tabitha. She says, I like that name, Tabitha. It's a good name, isn't it?
Yeah, for a cat.
That's one of the names of the Queens of Noise, I believe.
It is.
Well, well, well. Mm. Well, well, well.
Just mind what you eat.
I don't know if...
I didn't mean that in a bad way.
That sounded really bad.
Oh, no, I did. Well, that's two then. I did mean the one about the Queens of Noise. Bring it. But I didn't
you
mean...
You start having some right fine
I
stuff.
Didn't mean that Tabitha was Joe only Wiley. A good name for a cat. Tabitha's a nice name, but also a good name for a cat. Like right. Benji for a dog.
Oh, you can't
but
call
you don't
a dog
men
Benji?
Called Benji, do you?
You do meet men called Benji and they're sex offending postmen.
Hiya, I'm Benji. Falaraki, no strings.
Ugh, wrong.
Well, he's not going to be out and about at the moment. Has everyone lost sympathy with the postman, or is it just me? At first you think, well, maybe you got problems, and then he's just saying, I have got letters that I need.
Yeah, exactly. I need
go back to work and sort it out on your own time.
How much fun just see you ringing up. Yeah, is that the postal service? Yeah, well, I've got a dog that I sponsor, and I was due a letter from that dog. I don't know whether it's off his food, on its food, does it need a walk?
I know he
Has
sent
it been
it.
Shampooed recently? He sent it.
He's posted it.
He webbed it me on email. Right, anyways, this is about Mark's walking. I don't know if it'd help any, but if it's the Mark we suspect it is, then there's quite a lot of us who'd stand at the sidelines and cheer. After this year's Edinburgh, he's actually and genuinely my hero. I don't have any tips for walking long distance, so walking around Edinburgh this year almost killed me. Love to your mother's Tabitha in Northamptonshire.
Hero?
Jesus.
Hmm?
Mark, people want to cheer him as a hero. What did he do?
I don't know.
He must have done something incredible.
You're looking at me as if I should be on a wavelength, but I'm not. Because I wasn't listening when you read that text.
Okay, well, that's, you know, a problem in our show, isn't it?
What?
Well, because I was reading something, hoping you were listening.
Was reading these texts.
Yeah, so we need to listen to each other.
Oh, you can talk.
Get me Hugh Dennis.
Exactly. Oh, as if he's not already here. He's just downstairs waiting for you to ring your special Mock the Week bell. One of us is in trouble. You all meet up together and satirise the world. Yeah, the podcast is nothing but me saying stuff and you going, right, what's the one you always do? Oh, stop it.
Oh, really?
Come on, John. You just move on. You just decide to go on to another topic. Russell, my arm's falling off. Yeah, we've had a really good email in from Gary.
Some people here say they smell books too. That's from Rachel. We've had another one about teddies.
It's not such a good sixth sense, is it? Sense too. I smell books.
Exactly. Hi, Ross and John. I have a problem where if I'm in a shop and I see a cuddly toy on its own, I feel terribly sorry for it and just have to take it home with me and look after it. The last time this happened was with a purple and yellow lion I found in the DVD section on its own. But now he sat in my bedroom and I've called him Reginald. That might have just been a teddy that some kid had left behind in the DVD section. And they came home and Reginald's gone.
A teddy is for life, not just for your childhood.
Oh, listen to this. My friend Nicola and I used to sit for whole science lessons just smelling the science books too. That's a bit far. Not doing any reading. Just...
Science books as well.
Oh, you got all sorts on them. We don't want to sniff them.
Sodium.
Yeah.
Nickel.
Exactly.
And other chemicals.
The hydrogen test. And all that. Say it. What have I just done? I've done that for ages. That's, of course, the noise I make when I splooge.
What's your favourite element?
I don't know. I quite like that song. That hydrogen and manganese and do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
Are you laughing at?
Well, it's just funny, isn't it? Who else plays science anthems on Six Music?
I didn't play that one. I played the one about poisoning pigeons.
Yeah, you did.
Would you eat blowfish, says Jill in Leicester.
Not again. Trick me once, trick me twice.
Yeah, that was an episode of Neighbours that you'll never see again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What happened to your cousin?
I keep catching myself out today with little witticisms. Hey, guys, if Mark goes on a pogo stick, he might just make it. It'll be funny anyway.
Yeah.
Should we come and see John twice in a row in 2 weeks? No! I'll be doing the same stuff.
Good stuff, though.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Thanks to everyone who came to Brighton as well, I should say that. More people came than I expected.
Yeah!
It was embarrassing. I didn't handle it very well.
You handled it very well, I hear. Although, to be honest, mate, who opens a show by walking out in their pants going, you like this?
Well,
you like this?
I give the people what they've come for. You told me it'd be a good idea.
Yes. Well, that was a mistake and a joke. But on you saunter.
Ben and Pip have sent in a text. I often wonder if by putting a rasher of bacon between two irons, I could create a perfectly flat, cooked rasher of bacon. If any listeners could test this, I'd be very grateful, as I really need to know, but don't want to waste the money on buying two irons.
This is
fascinating. Word to your mothers, Ben and Pip.
One excellent thing. Yeah, that would work, wouldn't it?
Well, no, because the fat, what curls the bacon
you run
isn't
the
lack of pressure. As the fat cooks and the meat contracts.
You also run the risk of having just, you know, dogs following around when you iron your shirts.
Yeah.
Isn't that a bacon-flavoured shirt?
People don't iron anymore, do they? I don't iron.
Listen, how despondent you sounded. People don't. You sound like an old lady.
People don't iron anymore. And as we're going to the bakers, no, they go to the hypermarket and then they buy their bread.
In the future.
I remember I used to make my bread.
When men did things with their hands.
Yeah, exactly.
Now it's all, you know, people coming over here and telling me what bread I want.
iPods and gang sex. I too am mental for the Boots meal deal. My team at work find my enthusiasm for it scary.
Yeah.
I'm so tight, though, I only treat myself to it now and then.
Oh, my God.
It's $2.99.
My brother's like that. He budgets himself for the entire week.
But then he goes on special holidays, doesn't he?
Who, my brother?
My cousin's like that. He saves all his money, works hard, and then he goes on massive benders. Hey, Russell, I waited half an hour to meet you after your Hayes gig, but you must have left quick as a flash.
Oh, I certainly did.
Saw Russell in Yeovil.
Smashing gig, that. What fun. Yeovil's a nice place. Full of very dusty men. Kind of, do you know what I mean? That kind of West Country, like, they're, like, covered in varnish and dust. Brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant.
Like the man listen to you. Oh, you're like a hip kid in the year above.
I don't understand how you get away.
Brilliant.
You don't understand how you get away with making everything sound like a compliment. You're basically saying that these men don't wash and they live in the shit.
Yeah, and yet but I like that.
Oh, it's wonderful. They're full of dust. If I said that, you go, oh, bloody hell, chill out. Not everyone's made of dust.
I didn't say, why are you so angry?
Well, it's just the way you say things.
What
if I go,
about?
Oh, I went to Yeovil, it was full of all these men covered in dust.
Yeah, because
you go,
say,
oh, bloody hell. But you go, oh, you went to Yeovil, it's covered in these men, it was covered in dust.
Yeah, but that's a different outlook.
I nearly finished myself.
Oh, my sweet Lord. That is a different outlook on life, isn't it?
Because it's the same. I've been in Yeovil. I'm covered in dust from dusty men waggling their dusty heads on me, a clean young boy.
Why is dust?
Why did I even go to Yeovil? I don't like Yeovil.
All I did was say, they look lovely. They're full of dust.
But it's not a good thing to be
I
dusty.
I didn't say it was. I just said it looked lovely.
Yeah, that's
so angry.
That's a compliment. You're saying it's good to be covered in dust.
I'm saying
ask
it's
Anne
funny
Frank.
Looking. Oh, that's it. Don't bring Anne Frank into this. This is simply unfair. She was not covered in dust. She had a dustbuster in there and a diary. Dear diary, turn it off, Anne. They'll find us.
Got the dirt devil out today. They went mental.
Yeah, the dirt devil was the nickname for her sister.
Oh.
She did different things.
Yeah.
She didn't write a diary.
Why is it good to be dusty?
It just looks funny. It just looked like proper men that have been in their sheds making stuff that the family will never use.
I was brought up in Weston, says Dredge. I suggest your friend doesn't bother going there unless he wants some skag and a donkey ride.
Has he not seen
doesn't everyone.
Exactly.
Skag and a donkey ride.
I call that Mondays. Hi, guys. Imogen from Glasgow here. Loving the show and also the array of accents you guys do. Two, mainly. Loving John Scottish, but also the Geordie is spot on. Love to your mothers. Imogen, not actually from Glasgow, just wondering if you read the email in a Scottish accent. Tricky.
Oh, that's good.
What is that? Quick question, is John performing any gigs near Sheffield?
I'm performing in Sheffield this very month.
There you
go. It might not be very good.
Cool.
We've had a text in from a postman.
Not it.
It's not from Scotland, but it just says, that's it, you're not getting your letters now.
How dare he use the other system?
What?
If he's a postman and he's on strike and yet he's still using the email, that's not fair. Someone should ban him.
Yeah, text isn't going on strike, is it?
I'll be honest, I don't care.
What?
It don't really bother me, stuff like that, my post. Because I get in, like, I'm not really at my house very often, so it'll arrive eventually, won't it? It's only bills.
That's because you don't sort your life out.
Yeah.
I would have paid it, only the ferries didn't bring it.
The ferries?
What is it? Postmen. I thought it was ferries. Don't matter.
No, I didn't say that.
I left some money out anyway. I just popped it on the street. You can help yourself.
Olva was going through my looking for bloody money in my house again.
Yeah, it's because you leave it on the floor. Last week we had that RE teacher who said, I don't know what to do. Can I hit the kids?
Yes.
He says it was all right. He managed to control the kids without hitting them.
Excellent.
With a good steely gaze.
I went to a bizarre place the other day. A gig in Newbury, right? It was a school for the deaf. And they're not allowed to use sign language at this school. And the old headmistress...
Seems to be making the job harder for yourself.
That's exactly what I said. I said it's like putting a school for wheelchair users on a hill. It's a little bit unfair, isn't it? But this old headmistress they used to have used to whip the kids on the hands if they use sign language. How unfair is that? Go on, what are you saying?
Katie from Carlisle.
Yeah.
Hey, Russell and John. I was just wondering what you two get up to whilst the news is on.
Just dance.
Yeah, we chat about stuff, don't we? So.
We were secretly hoping that the lady who read the news out was going to go, and do an impression of Jimmy Savile, but alas.
Russell, a friend told me you did the comedy club in Minehead. Is this true?
No.
Right. What's that one dealt with? Boots meal deals are
unless
amazing.
Unless it was dressed up real pretty.
Even students can afford them. If you're lucky, you can make them last for lunch and dinner. Just get two. Foil up two baking trays, bacon in the middle.
Oh, is this the bacon thing?
Oh, yeah. Dan in Clapham's got the solution. He says, foil up two baking trays, pop the bacon in the middle, then whack it in the oven. Flat bacon ahoy. Which, you've got to have a catchphrase. And someone else says the same thing. Mekon, put the bacon between two baking trays in the oven. Baking trays are a bind, aren't they? They're a real bugger. Because I keep buying new ones, and then they don't last 5 minutes, these new baking trays. Because I like them clean. So I keep having to buy new ones. As soon as they start rusting or going a funny colour or you get that, but you can never get the fat out of the corner.
Oh, yeah, that used to flipping annoy me as a kid when you had to do washing up. There's always that fat getting in that little hole. What's the point
Once you do a roast dinner, I foil the tray now to do a roast chicken.
I've
it's just not worth the bind. It's just not worth the bind, you know. And then I was watching... You watch these cooks and they put it straight on the hob and they put it on the hob to make their gravy and you go, come off it. You think I'm an idiot? That ain't working. You can't put a baking tray straight on the hob. Not these new non-stick ones. I can't afford to be buying, baking trays. What is the point?
I feel sorry for Anthony Warwell Thompson, because when the post-strike stops, he's just going to have loads of letters from you written in your own blood.
He's going to have a lot of my waste.
Yeah, exactly. Literally, letters written in your own faeces.
Why?
No, it was that Irish one who does Saturday mornings now.
Hey,
I'll tell you what I really like.
Paddy, do not lie to me.
It's weird how you suddenly become a TV chef. I don't know who she is. And now she's got these series where she just goes...
Is that
that
woman?
I like chips.
Who's
I'll show you how to make chips.
Who's the woman?
All right, fair enough.
Who's the woman? On
Rachel?
Yeah, she's just got the one name. She's like Madonna all of a sudden. And she goes for those long walks and then kind of... And then they always kind of fall back in their kitchen and make...
She just made lemonade
who are all
this
their friends?
Week. It's rubbish. How do you get a telly show? It's got lemonade. Just put some water and some lemons and some sugar.
How do you get mates as well? That's the thing. All these people have got loads of friends that come round. Like you.
Oh, they're hired.
But I know, yeah, but you should do that. You should have your own chef show where it's just you cooking for one. Chefing and misery. Call it that.
You whinge at me for being depressed, and then you try and make me make programmes about it.
You should
have a programme where you cook a meal on your own and then cry into it and just put it straight in the bin. That'd be good TV.
Imagine that, if every week the meal goes bad.
Yeah.
Bin it, and then he closes, and your dog just looks at the camera, and his eyes go, "I'm gonna get it later."
Well, I picked a dog this week.
Oh, you sick git!
What?
Picked a dog?
No,
son of a gun.
Selected a dog.
Wearing it like a glove.
Agency. My mum's Jack Russell.
What? You selected it from an agency?
Yeah, I'm doing a
sketch. Creepy websites are you even going from?
I'm doing a sketch. It's got a dog in it. I found out how much dogs get paid to act.
Oh, yeah.
They're on some tidy fold, these dogs. They make a good income. I'm going to steal the dog and then rent it out.
That's what I said you should do.
Pay my bills.
I told you we should do that. We should steal a dog.
Yeah, you've got to train it up to act, though. That's the flaw.
We can do that!
You can't train a dog. You haven't managed to house train yourself.
Say, are you talking to me? No! Are you talking to me? We could train a dog easy. Moody little dog acting.
Right.
Slapstick. How much do dogs get paid?
Well, I can't. Am I at liberty to say?
What do you mean? Yeah, the dogs aren't going to mind, are they? Well, that's a little bit crude. Christ.
I don't want to go to film this sketch with a dog and have a go. Yes, I heard you.
yes, I heard you. I'm very good. Well, excuse me while I lick my ass. Christ.
What I tell the tax man I own is between me and my accountant.
Good Lord. Rough. Jessica, I have a flea on my back. Sorry. Well, I like to eat the fleas.
£450 a day for a dog.
And you could do all sorts to it for £450. You could, if you so chose.
You can't do that.
You could kick a dog. £450. It'd be worth, if you were a homeless man, it would be worth dressing up as a dog.
Now I'm a homeless man.
I'm not saying you are, mate. I'm saying if you were a homeless man, it'd be worth dressing up as a dog to try and get some of that sweet, sweet dosh.
People don't just give money to dogs. You have to be a dog with a homeless man.
Mm-hmm.
If a dog was just in the street, you wouldn't just chuck 50p at it, would you?
Well, how are these dogs? No, I'm saying a homeless man dressed up as a stage dog.
A dog sat there with a board saying, please, I am not on drugs. I've just had a rough time of it.
Yeah.
Poor dog, just needs a bit of money.
That'd be quite nice to just have a homeless man next to the dog. Oh, that's awful, that. Look at that. He's got a man.
Have a quid. I want you spending it on Win A Lot. Not that smaxes. You've been on the radio with Jo Wiley this week. Pick up a tip or two.
She's very good, I tell you. With the buttons and the movement. She's like Handsome Dan from Wayne's World.
I've seen that for years.
Nah, all right. I could say anything I want, couldn't I? Uh-huh. It's very good. But she does all the buttons and all the movement. It made me think, we don't do any of that.
Well, I haven't got any buttons, have I?
But they've got these really cool things at Radio 1, the desks, right? See these desks here, John? All right? They can press a little button and vooch, the desk comes up to you. Or
that is typical BBC wasting money. I could do that with my chair. Why not just pay for the chairs that go up and down? And then the desk doesn't need to go up and down, does it?
Well, yeah, but this is it. But you can do both. The chairs.
You stand up.
And the chairs, they've got, like, ergonomic chairs, you know, that are kind of on hydraulics. Like a little man there, wandering around.
Oh, it'll never not be funny taking the air out of a hydraulic chair and spinning it round as you go down.
Yes.
But, well, they don't need a desk to go up and down, do they?
Oh, my God.
How do they need that?
What?
Why do they need a desk that goes up and down?
Stand up to present the show.
Yeah, they all stand up. She was stood up. Yeah, pointing at me. I'm sat down.
Stood up?
Yeah.
Wow, dynamic.
Well, Russell Brand.
Maybe they should try talking without a music bed underneath.
Russell Brand used to
get really tired of that.
I'll tell you what is weird is when they do that with the news on Radio 1, when it's so horrific, and you can hear in the background, 14 people have died. I bring the beat back, and you think probably get rid of that.
If what you're saying isn't interesting enough without music underneath it, then you shouldn't be saying it.
Yeah, but they used to have. But then having said that, Mark Allard used to have do-lo-lo-lo in the background. I always enjoyed that, and they were great. I've met Mark Radcliffe. How cool is that? Lovely fella. You've met him as well.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, the Radio 2.
I didn't meet him.
You stole his name.
I didn't. Imran got that one.
Oh.
I sat behind him at dinner. Could hear him talking.
Now, we've had the Music Week in earlier, Imran for the Music Week, chatting about the new Radiohead album. It's quite exciting, and everyone's going to get it. Everyone's got it in the studio, except for us.
Yeah, because he was saying, oh, you might as well get it, it's free. But then,
indeed.
Bad, don't you? You feel bad not paying for it.
Nah, not
don't
at
you?
All. Not really, because they've given it away for free.
They've done that sort of thing of going, oh, well, you can have it for free if you want.
They
or you
simply haven't done
money.
It. No, they've done it like that. They've gone, there you go, the album's for free, we're still hip and cool. But you can pay for it again in January. Surely? That's what they've done?
But it's meant to be an amazing album, I hear.
Well, download it today.
Yeah, exactly. Now, talking
and download our new podcast tomorrow.
Dear Russell, I have an old toy dog called Dogger.
Oh,
it's quite a funny name for a dog.
Trouble times.
That I've had since I was born. I don't really sleep with him in my bed when I'm at home, but whenever I go away on holiday...
Don't get much sleeping done.
I always take him with me. Admittedly, I'm only 16, but I don't think I'd ever throw him away because I've formed an attachment to him. Every time I find him under my bed, it's not really an attachment, is it, if you slung him under your bed?
Just wash it off.
I feel really bad because I know I'd hate it if I was left under someone's bed for a week. Now I feel quite sad for thinking my cuddly toy has feelings. Hannah Stringer, London. P.S. I think old books with yellowing pages smelt better than new books, but this might be because the last book, new book I smelt very strongly of egg. That's weird. Fantastic little email in. Dear Russell, I'm disappointed with John not liking Charmer by Kings of Leon. As a punishment, I would like you to force him to listen to the song backwards as One Heck of a Laugh from Jules and Lester.
It probably sounds better backwards.
Yeah, it probably does.
We had this conversation last week.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, did we play the same song?
This exact conversation. Yeah. And people texted in and said, I don't like it either. And I went, yeah. And then you just were ignoring me and talking about something else.
Oh, okay.
And you talked about maggots or something.
Did I talk about maggots?
Yeah.
What you got?
Do you buy baking trays 5 for a quid down the local pound shop? I don't.
Do you know where Poundland headquarters is?
No.
Wolverhampton.
Right.
The biggest Poundland you've ever seen. Frighteningly vast.
Right.
Yeah.
Do
you know where the home of Vodafone is? Newbury.
I've got a teddy bear called Fisty Bear.
Okie dokie.
Who sniffs Reader's Digests. Is that wrong?
Depends if Reader's Digest is a euphemism for something.
Ironing. People saying that people still do ironing. I'm from Dudley, otherwise known as Silly Accentville. Can you do the accent?
Dudley.
No. Should I be scared by the fact that there is a shopping trolley in the hallway to my block of flats?
If there's a dead man in it.
Yeah.
If there's a shopping trolley. Yeah.
Well, we're getting back into the advice, aren't we? Someone's texted in and like, we did the relationship advice.
Okay, what have they texted him?
Well, do you want to do this after? You had your hand on a button. Do your hand on a button thing. Well, introduce this song. Because it's got a word in it that you're like.
Simeon?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll do that.
You like Simeons, yeah. Don't you?
Well, what's the problem? And then we'll have time to muse it. Whilst the song's on.
We're not playing muse as well. It's to do with sex.
Right.
And stuff.
What's the thing? And then we'll think about it. And then we've got some advice.
All right, then.
Hello, and then Russell. Listeners listening in can text us with advice.
All right. Edit this out for the podcast.
Yep.
Let's do this link again.
Yeah.
Oh, we've had a relationship text in.
Go on. Ooh, monkeys. Ooh, I've pooed myself.
All right,
makes it easier for you.
That would have happened anyway.
Yeah.
Hello, Ross. Is John doing his agony aunt bit again this week? Because I need his expert advice. I've been seeing a younger married man for about 3 years. You know, you've both got a problem there.
Exactly.
Everything's fine. But lately, he insists on introducing toys to the equation. I'm not keen, but he's lush, and I don't want to risk losing him. Should I give in?
Wow, that's a phenomenal text. What kind of toys? Text us 64046 or email russell.6music@bbc.co.uk. Should this slag continue to use toys with a man, or should she not? Either way, to be honest, she needs to leave him alone. He's a married man. That would be my advice. I've turned into Jeremy Kyle John. Think of the kids. Harry looked down at his own wang. He could see finger marks all over it. He gathered a fistful of rope from his knee and tried to rub it clean surreptitiously. Several gold sparks shot out the end of his wang. Flew Decalor gave him a very patronising look and he desisted. Harry had never shared this piece of information with anybody. He was very fond of his wang, and as far as he was concerned, its relationship to Voldemort's wang was something it couldn't help. He really hoped that Mr. Ollivander wasn't about to tell the whole room about his wang. Mr. Ollivander spent much longer examining Harry's wang than anyone else's. Eventually, however, he made a fountain of wine shoot out of it and handed it back to Harry, announcing that it was still in perfect condition. Do they stop being funny?
Well, no.
Do you know what I mean?
But I'm starting to think that people are just not taking extracts from the books now and just writing their own.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if we get one in next week. They all got their wangs out and they had a massive wang party.
This is great. Ah, now, this is one of mine, isn't it? Said Mr. Ollivander with much enthusiasm as Cedric handed over his wang. Yes, I remember it well. 12 1/4 inches. Pleasantly springy. It's in fine condition. You treat it regularly? Polished it last night, said Cedric, grinning.
Cedric doesn't talk like that.
No, I know. Cedric's, hi, how you doing? Yeah, Cedric, yeah.
Yeah. Let's not ruin it, though, for anyone who hasn't read the books or seen the films.
Do you guys like reggae?
Yeah.
I'm Cedric Diggory.
But don't get too attached to Cedric. That's all I'm saying.
That's a horrible bit, that. That's... My son! My boy! Oof, Christ.
God, someone's auditioning for a role in the next film.
Tear-jerking. Hey, we could get... Wow! See, we could have been Fred and George if we'd have dyed our hair ginger. Imagine that.
We couldn't have been Fred and George.
Yeah, we could have been great.
We did... No.
You could have been that bloke that runs the Leaky Cauldron.
That weirdo. I'd have done that.
That got offered to our friend, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Mr. DK, turned it down.
Don't go to the effort of actually stealing a dog. I've got a lab that I'd pay you to take off my hands. It was howling at 5 this morning. I'd take it.
Yeah,
I'll
take it.
I really want a dog. Were you going to say anything?
No.
I'm
in agreement.
That'll be that little bit of tension.
There's no tension.
Did you ever find anything to do in Winborne/Bournemouth?
Yeah, I went to a gym, and then I went to the Heavy Horse Centre.
The Heavy Horse Centre?
Yeah, it's great.
Is that for fat horses?
So that's what I thought, Johnny, wasn't. I turned up expecting to see fat ponies, but alas, no.
Right.
It's just horses that drag around carts. I thought I was going to see proper, no-falling, fat steeds, but no.
If you did train a dog, don't underestimate the money-making potential if you've been framed. Most of the dogs on there are just daft.
This is interesting, isn't it? If you had a thick dog, that's bringing in, you could make good dosh from, like, £450 for a dog, just for a day's filming. Is that premium rate? What do you think Lassie was on?
Oh, he'd have been, he was a pretty ruthless negotiator as well,
yeah,
Lassie.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that, Lassie? You won't do it unless there's a buyout clause.
Exactly.
You drive a hard bargain, Lassie. You're a real ball breaker.
Exactly. A naked lady covered in chocolate on your rider, Lassie. Stop acting like a bitch. I can say it, because I'm a
Someone says we're better than Dick and Dom.
Oh, of course
we are. Dick and Dom in Dutch means fat and stupid.
There you go.
It's quite good, isn't it?
Hey, what was the relationship advice then?
Oh, yeah. That person who... Yeah.
So basically, this she wants to use toys.
I don't know that. Must have eaten it.
He wants to use toys.
He wants to use toys on her, and she's not sure. If it's like Winnie the Pooh toys, that's just weird.
I'm not so sure it is, though.
What do you think it is? What else could it be, Russell?
Well, Well, that would be...
Like a skateboard?
Yeah, possibly. A ramp. Oh, imagine that if he set up a ramp.
Right.
Christ.
Rampant rabbit.
Yeah, exactly. Just dressed up as a knight. No, I imagine they're talking about dildos and such.
shouldn't be seeing a married man, but then a married man shouldn't be seeing you.
Yes.
One of you needs to become invisible.
Correct.
And, she doesn't say whether she's married or not.
Yeah, exactly. And the poor... And also...
How can you find someone attractive when the only thing you know about them is that they're cheating on a wife?
And they want to use toys on you? Christ, yeah. Imagine that if you're in the shops.
You'd love that, though.
No,
I'm enjoying this and all, but do you mind if I spirograph?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Go on!
What are you talking about?
I do. What I do is I don't just use a biro. Sometimes I use felt tips in my spirograph.
What are you talking about? I'd never go for anything like that.
Yeah, you'd love it.
Nah, I'm full into normal.
Buckaroo, while you're doing it. It's hard, isn't it? Were you knocking away at the back there? I tried to get his kidney out and I knocked it.
Where is you?
You're the doctor. It's so much fun. Hey, not in there!
Put that Rubik's Cube up my ass.
That's just you at a speed date.
What? Let's do it.
Oh, dear. We made someone spit lemonade on their computer, apparently. And they're gonna send
is that another hideous euphemism?
Now they're going to send us the bill for it. And today is the Leicester Marathon.
All right, we've had loads of advice, right, John?
Oh, for the dirty girl and the dirty boy.
Yeah, yeah. Hi, guys. I think your listener who is seeing the younger married man needs to accept that she as being willing to... What the hell? Hi, guys. I think your listener who is seeing the younger married man needs to accept that she as being willing to be a part-time toy for the last 3 years. So what's the problem with adding a few
You've
more?
Read this terribly. That's the worst
that's
reading
exactly
of
how,
an email.
Well,
that's misspelled as.
Yeah.
As.
Christ
also,
Christ.
Now you're having a pop at people for not properly punctuating emails. And all the crud I got for this months ago.
Let them text it and know they want me. Jackie from Worthing says, well, if he's a lush 90s throwback, introduce him to toys and see if he wants half of Hasbro's range stuck into him. Probably not. Maybe the man doesn't want to have an affair. Maybe he just wants to play Warhammer 40,000 with someone. David Ealing, fair point. Imagine that, yeah, she turns up properly. And he's like, no, I just wanted to play Operation. That woman has soiled her character now. She might as well get the whole hog rig in Ramsgate. Jesus. If she claims to be worried about the environment, she can boycott batteries and latex due to pollution issues that just leaves you... Oh, God. If it's Scrabble, ditch him. If it's Buckaroo, he's a keeper. Although with Scrabble, you could spell all the names you deserve to be called. Whore.
Well, that's very funny.
Retoys, haha. I think they're okay if they twist the Hungry Hippos game and have some good extramarital hippo sex, Jim. Interesting.
Someone from Tring says that they should kill the man and then sell the toys on eBay. Really? Simple and profitable.
Kill the man?
Yeah. What?
Why just a man? Kill them both?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, then we sell the toys.
Exactly.
All right, then. We'll text in when you're next going to do
we'll
this,
kill them
man,
both.
And we'll come and watch.
Yeah, kill them both.
And but we'll, nothing weird.
And we'll sell their shoes.
Right. So what have we decided, then? You shouldn't be having extramarital affairs.
I think that's it.
Tell him to talk to his wife.
Yeah.
If she won't let her, there's a reason she's not letting him use toys on her.
Yeah.
Because he's obviously weird. I wouldn't be doing with that. I mean, you know, perhaps this isn't the most suitable topic of conversation.
No.
But do you know what I mean? Just have a fruit salad and talk to each other. Watch a film.
You
watch
don't see
a DVD and then don't stick it anywhere. Just take it back to Blockbusters.
Yeah, exactly. You don't see Dr. Ruth giving that advice.
Just have some fruit salad and talk to each other.
Yeah. More couples should eat fresh fruit.
Yeah.
John Richardson, you give him here first.
You give him a pineapple, he's going to draw a face in it and ram it up her ass. More relationship woes. I broke up with my semi-boyfriend this week. It's quite sad. And whilst I was gone for a couple of...
Semi-boyfriend?
It probably explains why they broke up.
Yeah, well, you're not really breaking up then if you're not really a boyfriend.
Well, I meant differently, isn't it?
Oh, I see.
And whilst I was gone for a couple of days, This is really going to hurt you, so you want to get ready for this, okay?
Well, I'm in a good frame of mind after
that. No, genuinely get ready, right? So, they've broken up. While the lady, this is Steph in California, who emails in a lot.
California.
Whilst I was gone for a couple of days, he broke into my room and smashed my Labyrinth VHS.
What a dick.
He slashed my tyres too. But the tape really annoyed me because I've had that forever and it's my favourite. I just got back from my early morning excursion to his car in which I retrieved my Am I Bird Now CD from his player and put itching powder all over his seats. Was that a bit rash? Absolutely not. This is quite funny. I had to use my grandpa's mobility scooter to go across town to do it because my car's out of commission. It was probably more fun than it should have been. That's brilliant, isn't it? That's the way to get someone back in your granddad's mobility scooter. Poor granddad waking up, who's me? Oh no, I'd love to have gone one of them.
That's like granddad,
that's vicious. Not me granddad, no, that's vicious though, isn't it? Breaking someone's when it means that much to you. Do you know what I mean? If you've got a Labyrinth VHS, chances are you're probably into the Labyrinth, and if you can locate it easily and smash it, how cruel. But then when your heart's broken, you do mad things.
No you don't.
Yeah you do.
You turn it in on yourself.
No you don't. Not always.
What have you done? What have you two done? You two are both going, trying to sound like bloody poets. When your heart's broken, you do mad things. I once pooped in someone's handbag.
Yeah, because poets are often saying that, aren't they?
Yeah, Chaucer and all
that. Yeah, Chaucer.
The tale of the man who pooped in his wife's... What have you two done, then?
William, could you do your early poem? I've got some mint in my handbag. Oh, God, I should never have dumped him. Have a look at that. Would you look at that?
Arthur, you beast. What have you two done, then?
Philip Larkin's done a whoopsie in my teapot.
What?
What have you done when you've had broken hearts, you two?
I've done various odd things that I don't really want to discuss on air, but the point I make...
Two people?
One person, yeah. But I've done various odd things. But we can't get into this. You know, the point I'm making is you go fairly mental... And I would have been willing to smash up everything in the world. You know, that's the thing. When your heart's bust, let's make it happier, this show, right? Listen to this. This is going to knock your socks off. You may have already discussed this in the past, but I've just witnessed the future of hand dryers. It's the Dyson Airblade. How cool is that? Somebody's just got into it. He doesn't know the world, this poor guy. You put your hands inside and a narrow jet of air blasts them dry as you pull them out. So powerful, it almost takes the hairs off your skin. Amazing. Marty in Sunderland. Marty, you're just joining a world.
He's taking the sip.
Do you think he's taking a sip?
Yeah.
Do you think?
He knows. He knows.
He must know, John.
You wouldn't just text that into a radio show, would you?
Hey, before the news, right, it is an interesting one. Didn't
yeah. Who's reading the news?
Well, we'll find out in a minute. But someone's got a question for us. This is Kelly Dolan. She says...
Kelly Dolan? Yeah. What, Treacle?
If you could shoot someone into space, who would it be and why? My list is endless. Jeremy Kyle, Tim Westwood, Kate Moss. I could go on. So, if you could shoot anyone into space, who would it be and why? Text us 64046 or email russell.6music@bbc.co.uk. Shooting people into space. All my emails are all mangled. What have you got?
I ain't got nothing.
You haven't got any of those?
Someone says I'll send some jam into space.
Jam?
Hayley
in Wollongong in Australia, which surely can't be a real place. She says, I'd blast a cow into space so I could watch it jump over the moon. Interesting. This is a good one. This is always welcome. I'd like to shoot Noel Edmonds into space. No deal, Edmonds. Stupid box boy. Man. Imagine him at birthdays. Box number 14. Good luck, Noel. Hope it's a sea deer. Oh, dear, it's a fish. On the phone, hey, Noel, it's your gran. I'll give you a crappy card at 2 pennies. Deal, deal. Also, John Richard... What? John... No, that makes no sense. John should be shot into space so he can visit his family on Mars. Ah, this is from Tom Mayhew in Tring.
Oh, you're not supposed to say his name. You've ruined the whole game.
So this goes back, isn't it?
Yeah. Tom and I have been waging a private war.
Yeah, I see that. That's quite interesting. And now Tom's quite excited. Cause
now he's won.
Tom Mayhew thinks he's going to make it to the podcast.
Well, it's fine, I edit the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. So Tom Mayhew ain't going in.
Do you know what, Tom?
Have that, Mayhew. He's sat at home now.
I'm going to read out one of your texts. I'll put that on the podcast, but I'm going to edit someone else's name over so it looks like it's been texted in by KAD.
It's ridiculous. This odd little war has developed between you and a bloke simply because he went, oh, go on, put us in.
Yeah. You're listening to this, Tom. KAD's texted in. Yeah, later on I'm going to edit that over your text. Suck on that on a Sunday morning.
Someone here, I'd like to shoot Clarkson into space. I'd make out like it was some sort of stunt for Top Gear, such as test driving a new Ferrari, and then as he reached a certain speed, he would take off and Clarkson would never be seen again. Read his column in the News of the World to understand why I hate him so much. Rob from Birmingham. Fantastic, that, isn't it? Because, like, Rob from Birmingham clearly does that thing of reading it because he knows it's going to make you angry. I'm like that with loose women.
Don't like him.
Oh, well, you sort of read about the comedians in Burma, and you think, you know, censorship, you know, it's a hideous thing. And then you watch Loose Women, and you think, gag them all, time to radiate us.
That's the opposite of censorship, though, isn't it? That's the result of censorship.
Well, exactly.
It's when people have nothing to say, so they just put randy old biddies talking
about...
But it's
horny old mums just sat there going... But you can't not watch it if it's on.
You can.
It's like that other one that gets me on the mornings. What's that? The house programme with the gay guy and the bulldog geezer. Do you ever watch that? They hate each other. It's incredible. I don't know how they keep it in. Shooting into space. This may sound a bit harsh. It was off the top of my head. I'm almost regretting saying it now, but I'd shoot Stephen Hawking into space. He'd love it. Also, I agree
He's been into space, hasn't he?
Stephen Hawkins?
Yeah, didn't have that thing where he went weightless. They take him up. Oh, they took him onto the edge of space, I think, so he went weightless.
Oh, did they?
And they put pictures of it in the papers.
Oh, right. How did it look?
Like Stephen Hawking floating.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Like he's in a weird drink.
Yeah.
How bizarre. Like, that was a Blue Jam sketch that Chris Morris did on Radio 1 years and years ago, wasn't it? He did this Cockney character who was just going on like, Stephen Hawking, yeah. And he basically, I think he was going to put a motor into his car. And the line I remember, on a good day, I'll get 80 miles an hour out of him. Look at his eyes. He effing loves it. Very funny.
Someone's going to fire Kerry Katona into space.
Oh, really?
It's a shame for her, isn't it?
Well, you used to fancy her, didn't you?
Yeah. I can't work out if she's an idiot or not.
Ah, clearly.
If someone offered me a lot of money, though, to do stuff, you've had a past, you've had a horrible family life, and then you get a glimpse of being great at Atomic Kitten, and you think, we're good at pop, and then that girl's tits up, you say, I'm naff it, I'll do adverts, and I don't care what people write about me.
Yeah.
So I think she might not be an idiot, but then everything you read, I don't know.
Her agent's Max Clifford. She's quite weird.
Always, though, I think, isn't he? He's just one of the people that people draft in when they've done something horrible.
No, I think he is.
Like, when you get banned from SeaWorld, you'll contact him to keep it out of the press.
That's a fair point. But I think he is actually her PR and agent. It's all a bit weird. Because that means all you're ever going to do is be in those... My horror.
Did you say Westwood into space?
Yeah.
Right, someone's agreed. Paul in Northampton. He'd end up doing it to one of his daft gunshot sound effects, and I imagine he'd be saying stuff like, put your scarf on, surely it's about to get stratospheric.
Hi, lads. If I could shoot anyone in space, it would be the cat in John's bin, and the bin would make a good space vessel, so no need to tap into NASA's funds. Oh, I forgot. He didn't have a bin. Sorry, John. Meow. Oh. What an attack there from Katie.
Freaking thing was under my car the other day. Went out to get some food from Tesco, and it was just sitting under my car staring at me.
Okay, we'll keep them coming in. Text 4046 or email russell.6music@bbc.co.uk. Also, we should move into board games, which are the things you do when you're bored. Stephen Hawkins, edge of space, my arse, Martin Wheatley says, the plane flies in a parabolic arc, and Hawkins would have been falling at the same rate as the aircraft as it completed the downward part of the arc. Interesting. Apparently, Wollongong is a real place. Karen in Melbourne says so. Somebody wants us to do stuff.
Someone thanked us specifically for playing the Kings of Leon.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Well, I've got an interesting thing about the other people that should be shot into space. I'd shoot Rihanna into space because she has the most annoying voice ever. Also, I'd shoot all those scene emo kids into space just to stop them moaning and looking so sad. Idiots. Loving the show. Seems a bit unnecessary. Never mind. Hi, guys. I like to send Hoxton into space. Get rid of all the fashionable idiots that ruin my night out. Charlotte in London.
You lost your laptop?
Yes.
Someone says they found it. They give it you back for £1 million.
What?
Someone says they found your laptop in Hayes. And you can have it back for £1 million.
Well, that better be a joke, because if it's not, then I'm in real trouble.
Why? You got some stuff on it?
Yeah. Is that a real...
Hi, Ross. Saw you in Hayes on Monday. Me and my girlfriend Jo have found your laptop. £1 million, please. Great show, by the way, Paul and Joe.
Right, that's a joke, then. Thank God for that. Christ, that properly...
Well, you shouldn't download that stuff, should
I
you?
Didn't download it. That's the sad thing.
What, someone emailed it to you, did
No,
they?
Nobody webbed it me.
Christ. You filmed it?
No, I didn't film anything.
You were in it.
So,
Mock the Week, but like W-E-A-K, just him and Dara O'Brien taking the mickey out of people who are too weak to get up off the floor, and then they do sex things to them.
Hey, I tell you what, let's do, board games.
This is the things you would never like to see round.
Exactly.
Things I'd never like to see Russell Howard do to that man on the floor. I'd never like to see Russell Howard put his finger in his nose. I'm doing it, I'm doing it! Oh, good Christ, man. That's Frankie Boyle. Do all the impressions.
You do. Listen to this,
it's
right?
It's difficult to do Hugh Dennis, though, because he's the man of many voices.
Hello, John and Russell. Here's some interesting news about the Dyson Airblade. Recognition at last. Loved your mother's Wanda. Two kisses, one each. Dyson Airblade to sponsor Lou of the Year Awards. The Lou of the Year Awards is pleased to announce that Dyson Airblade, the only hygienic hand dryer certified by NSF International, has agreed to become...
That's what I call myself.
Has agreed to become a headline sponsor of the 2007 Lou of the Year Awards.
Well, that's cheating,
isn't
it?
What a world we live in. There is a Lou of the Year. There will be people working really hard.
But clearly the Lou of the Year is going to be one with a Dyson Airblade in it, surely. How are you going to rival that? So you can't allow them to sponsor it. It's ridiculous.
But can you enter any Lou?
I can.
Yeah.
You got to knock first, though.
Yeah. But
especially in the ladies. They don't like you just walking in.
Soaring in.
Just doing a check.
But is that what you do? Surely you could win with any Lou if you just put, you know, if you're going to make it really flash, get a really kind old lady in the corner that wipes you when you clap twice.
Yeah.
Or does it have
Don't
to
clap
be...
three times, though.
Yeah, exactly. Start spitting and punching.
I don't think that would help it, would it? An old lady in the loo. I think that'll put me off.
Go on. No, you leave. Go on. I'm not going anywhere. Not until you drop trout.
Right, let's do board games.
Right.
What we got?
Greetings, Russell, John, and the Six Music team.
Hello.
Allow me to introduce the straight face game. When you and a friend laugh at something or are just smiling, you both try to make your face completely straight whilst looking the other in the eye. This will set each other laughing again, and then you need to make your face straight again, and becomes a vicious cycle and can turn a 3-second laugh into 5 minutes of utter hilarity. That's from Jenny Penny in Bristol.
Okay. Should we do that?
Who doesn't know Tom Mayhew? Well, you got to be laughing to start with.
Oh, okay. Otherwise, you're just staring at each other angrily.
Yeah.
We could see how long we can stare at each other without laughing.
Yeah, it's not great radio, though,
no,
is it?
No, but it might be quite interesting.
Right.
Do you want to go? Give it a go?
Just stare at each other.
Yeah, until and see who breaks first.
Well, you have to make a noise, though. Go on.
You have to make some noise.
Okay. Yeah. What kind of noise?
Don't go too long.
Oh, really? Otherwise it cuts off?
There'll be a little thing comes in.
And well, we kill radio.
Oh, yeah. That's quite good. That's useful then. Like, if Wogan just dies and the system in place, what does it cut to then if we don't say any noise?
It cuts to Wogan.
Does it just play a track?
Yeah.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What a clever invention.
Isn't radio magnificent?
It certainly is.
It's the magic of radio.
Yeah. But any noise counts. What if it's like...
Oh, not that.
It's total silence.
Right. Wow.
My family does a thesaurus-ish game sometimes when we're really bored. We pick a random word and go back and forth trying to come up with as many synonyms as we can, i.e. weird, odd, strange, peculiar, bizarre, abnormal, etc. My mum and I did chesticles the other day. You have no idea how hilarious it is to watch your mother shout teat very excitedly in the middle of a grocery store. The game went on forever.
Funnily enough, I do. My mum drinks a lot.
The game went on forever because she kept coming up with weird words she said were from the 70s. I finally won with chebs. So thanks for that from last week, John. Much love to both of you.
That's all right.
We could do that.
Spread the chebs, yes, as
oh,
it were.
Oh, Christ. That was the video I saw.
Morning, boys. I'm currently doing a really dull temp job, which I hate. The only bright spot this week was when I came across someone in our database called John Wang. Love to your mothers, Emily in London. I heard an interview on the radio this week, the man called Paul Willey. What a cracky name that is.
Well, it's like Stephen Bowles. They're on about him becoming the next leader of the Labour Party.
Ed Bowles?
Ed Bowles, even. And every time you hear it, he's...
Stephen Bowles is a real outside bet. Yeah, exactly. You've been putting a tenner on him. Oh, you put a tenner on Stephen Bowles?
But every time you hear you know, and apparently he's a really well-regarded politician, Ed Bowles, and he knows a lot about economics, but the thing is, you hear any Bowles... and you can't help but Mr. Bush, meet Mr. Balls. Bush and Balls.
Ed Balls as well. Yes, like exactly. Head Balls. I would like to blast poverty and famine into space, or failing that, Chris Moyles, someone says. I just wanted to say that Russell's gig at Blackwood was amazing.
Trini and Susanna, shoot them into space. Yeah, I'd do that. Apparently they're connected, though. You never hear stories about them in the press because they've got the goods on someone. I heard
oh, really?
That.
They haven't got nothing on us, though, have we?
No, well, I wonder if they have, yeah.
Maybe we could.
But, you know, they're just trouts. How could you take advice off them? Just coming in. Imagine Trini and Susanna coming in your house telling you what to wear.
They wouldn't get in my house.
That's a fair point. But imagine coming home to find them.
No, there'd be bloodshed.
Spider gotta fly.
How did they get in?
I have no idea. I let them in.
Did you?
Yeah.
You haven't got a key.
You got me.
Yeah. I watch To Buy or Not To Buy with my mum, so if you blast Christian
that's
Digby
it.
Into space, you'll effectively be breaking a vital parent-child bond, and that's not very nice, is it?
No,
lots
it's not.
Of love, Cat.
To Buy or Not To Buy, that's it. Cracking programme.
Is that the house programme?
Yeah, can't not watch it.
A lot of rubbish house programmes, isn't there?
Yeah, but they're addictive. If you're in... I watch them in the same way you watch cookery programmes.
I'd like to fire David Cameron into space with his stupid podgy face. It's ridiculous that he's 7 points up now and everyone's going, oh, it's a good job he didn't call the election because he's 7 points up. The only reason he's 7 points up is because we didn't call an election. It's utterly pointless posturing. And even if he had called an election, he wouldn't just call it for tomorrow. There'd be a month of politics in which everyone would go, oh, yeah, you have actually got nothing to say. I will vote for the other guy.
Which is...
stupid
and also,
polls.
It was a poll taken in the Daily Telegraph, which is, of course, a Tory paper.
That's what he writes an article for it, doesn't he?
Yeah, exactly. It's absolute nonsense.
Honestly.
They probably just pick people. They probably just pick angry old women and men and just go, who do you vote for? Who can you trust? Do you think you can trust Gordon Brown now, do you? What about this man here, Mr. Cameron? He's good, isn't he?
Yes. Yes, he is. Will he get rid of the gypsies in the lower field?
Yes, he will. There you go. I'm voting for you, you bigoted old witch. Christ. We're doing board games. I'm just trying to rifle through some now. Have you got some that you've checked on? Because I've...
The dictionary game came in, but I think we've played that before, haven't
we? Yeah, we have, yeah.
Someone says, is Ed Balls' wife called Ophelia? See what he's done? Ophelia Balls.
Very good.
Clever, that, innit?
Yes, very good.
Someone's printed off a picture of a Dyson Airblade and written coming soon on it and then stuck it in the wall of their local to try and trick the owner into fitting a Dyson Airblade.
Oh, really?
I've actually... My sister, for my birthday, she sent off... She got in touch with Dyson and they sent me a load of... Airblade paraphernalia, and the guy said he's listened to the show, he knows I'm into it, and if I've got a pub that I want to get Dyson Airblades, then they'll get in contact. If I've got like a gig that I do often, he said give them a call and they'll try and put some Airblades
wow,
in.
Wow, how exciting is that? That can be on your rider.
Yeah.
This is cruel.
Leave
this.
My rider out of this, he's had a tough time.
This is properly cruel. Hi, Russell and John. When my husband was a teenager, he worked at Burger King. The other members of staff had a really mean board game by where they would drop a pound coin in the deep fat fryer, wait until it got really hot, then put it on the floor, and then proceed to laugh really hard at the poor, unsuspecting person who tried to pick it up, subsequently burning their fingers. How mean is that? Love to your mothers. It is.
That's fun, though, isn't
it? It is, but...
Sounds good.
But you would, you know what I mean, if you saw a quid, you'd pick it up, wouldn't you? And then, would be funny.
It's like the people who stick them to the floor to catch out the people who just try and kick it along.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, John and Russell. I have to design an advert for something embarrassing or unpopular for media studies. Any ideas? It has to be something not usually advertised, so Tenor Lady have got incontinence covered, for example.
Right.
So you have to design an advert for something embarrassing or unpopular. Chlamydia? It's pretty unpopular.
Well, it's quite popular, I hear. Lots of comics are doing routines on it.
Yeah,
well, how bizarre is that?
One comic did one.
Cheeky son of a gun. I'll tell you what we could do. It's that horrible thing when you think you've finished weeing, and then you go for a little walk, and you go, no, I haven't. And just a gentle bit comes out. Don't look at me like that. Like, that's never happened to you.
Go again.
You know when you finish wee and you go, oh, that's me finished. I'll put my equipment back. I'm off for... Hang on a minute. There's a little bit more wee.
Right.
There's just gently trickles out. Not a lot.
What are you, a jungler from the 80s?
I'm just saying, a thimbleful. But what... we could advertise...
How do you know it's a thimbleful, you weirdo? There's a little bit more. I better find out how much for research purposes.
But what I'm saying, they could advertise that.
It's more than a pinch, but less than an egg cup.
Yeah.
Next week, I shall try the thimble. Ah, full to the brim. Exactly. The research is over. Exactly. I don't need you no more, Carl.
But this is a thing.
What now? Nah, go back to work somewhere else?
Oh, who the hell is Carl?
It works in the toilet industry with you.
Oh, no.
I hold it. You feel it.
Let me tell you this. Yesterday, I had a very difficult job. You think you've finished? Let me tell you this, you haven't.
That Russell Howard, he do it with we, then he do it around the back too. He think you finished, but I no finish. He's very embarrassed for his mother.
When my daughter poos, right, this isn't me, this is people who've had kids because as a result of successful relationships.
Yeah.
She shouts, man overboard.
Christ, how old is she?
28.
Yeah, you should not be watching your daughter poo when she's 28 years old.
Due to her fondness of pirates, apparently.
She shouts, man overboard. Flipping heck.
Oh, well, you've got to have a party piece.
You do.
What is it you shout? Man in the room, fire in the hole!
I like the idea of that little girl having a poo when mummy's got some friends around for a coffee morning, and mummy forgetting, and her just waddling off to the toilet. Arr! Shiver me timbers. Yeah. Jane, can you stop at it?
Can you sort out shooting Morecambe into space? For some reason best known to herself, my wife wants to take her parents there this afternoon and ooh. I have to go too. I'm not a junkie, though, so what's the point, Martin Lancaster?
Yeah, just go.
Morecambe's all right. Have a walk along the seafront.
I like... The thing is, there's so much potential.
Yeah.
Two slices, please.
The Eric Morecambe statue. You can go and have a look at that and then, you know, walk round the bay, head towards Heysham, go around Happy Mount Park, what's left of it thanks to Noel Edmonds.
Dun, dun, dun. And then pick up some smack.
Yeah.
Russell, I'm stuck...
At rock bottom prices.
Russell, I'm stuck on my science homework. Can you help me? This is
probably
quite interesting.
Not. Let's be honest.
Well, you say that. Listen to this. You have to pretend you survived an asteroid impact and say what happened in detail. My mind's gone blank. Can you think of anything?
This is a science project.
Oh, well, yeah.
Let me see that email, because I think you've made this up so you can segue into some stuff you've written about being in an asteroid.
No, I haven't. Look, see?
Give me that.
She hasn't written science correctly.
From Bev.
Yeah, she's a girl.
What a cracking name, Beverly Fricker. I think you've made that up. I'm stuck on my science. You have to pretend. God, that's unbelievable. I hope she's like 10. That better not be like GCSE. Next week, kids, I want you to imagine like an asteroid's hit. So, God, totally, what would we all do? And then I'll mark you out of 10.
So, there's been an asteroid hit the Earth. What happened, John?
Have you actually written this?
Yeah.
Well, I'm dead.
Okay.
If everyone's dead, I'm dead. How have I survived?
Well, I've got a slightly different theory.
Well, go on.
Asteroids hit us, right? This is my recollection of what happened. House is broken. Luckily, a strange ray has come off of the asteroid, and I now have superpowers.
Right.
I now think of a meal, and it arrives, right? So, pavlova, bang. Roast pork, bang. My friend Tom has not been so lucky. His family's died from the fallout. He's lost both his legs. But on the plus side, he hated buying shoes, swings and roundabouts. So what we've done, we've put springs on the end of his legs and he bounces around quite happily. Also, monkeys jumped out of the asteroid and we all got on swimmingly.
Right.
Now, she may not pass the SARS exam, but she
I don't think she will.
She could draw some lovely pictures.
Although, to be honest, if that's the state of science these days, then, you know, I don't think that's how people like Adam Hart Davis studied at school.
This is a cracking board game, this. Hi, Russ and John. My board game is the Cubicle Challenge. In my office, there are three cubicle in the loos, and the aim of the game is to poo in all three in the same day. Obviously, much trickier if you had a larger number of cubicles. Works particularly well if you're hungover. Perhaps not the best game for radio. Andy and Whitney.
Always use the same cubicle.
Really?
When you visit a toilet regularly that has several cubicles, always use the same one. No point risking it, is there?
Oh, really?
A lot of people getting support for wetting yourself.
Hey?
Hello, yeah. I know exactly what Russ is on about with the unexpected micro-post-wee dampness. Yeah. It feels a bit like you've left your flies open.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone says, and someone says it's called post-micturation dribble.
Is that right?
Yeah. So go on.
Great show today, lads. This is from Ken Reynolds. What a smashing name it is, which... my dad used to be a taxi driver. When they were on the rank during slow, cold winter days, they'd superglue a pound coin to a paving slab and watch people try to pick it up. The game backfired when they turned up one morning and the slab had been stolen. Love to your mothers.
Nice.
Yeah, imagine trying to getting drinks out with the slab, trying to put the pound in. Madness. I suspect it's a lie, but there you go. Oh, yeah, that's a bit weird, that. This is really horrible, this one, right? There's somebody here who... Oh, no, this is quite funny, actually. It's called The Name Game. What you do, you get on a bus and you shout out names loudly and then see who can be the first to get someone to turn around. So you have to go, Bob! And then nobody does. And
but
then,
anyone will turn around.
Darren!
If you shout loud enough.
Darren! But you have to do it like that. Andy! Right. And then they turn around and you have to start a conversation with them.
All right.
Which would be flipping awkward, though, wouldn't it? Just that thing of...
You don't take the bus anymore.
No, I've never
taken... Private bus. Bus. Does it work on the tour bus?
No, I get
Frankie! Sorry, mate.
I'm the only one on Not the Week that gets the tube. Everyone else gets a cab, but it's pointless. It's easier to get there on the tube.
But that's why you're so in touch with the peeps. Well, that's why when you do your comedy, people can relate.
Although, I found that getting on the tube of late's really started to grind me down. Like, when it was properly busy the other day, everyone shoved into your face. You just think, how could you live here?
People are not meant to travel side-saddle in a sewer with rats.
Yeah.
It's not human.
Oh, it was horrible, but it was one of those real moments to go, I could never live here. How do people do it? No wonder you live in Swindon, and I live in Bath.
Just get that in at the end.
There we go. Fixing a hole by the Beatles.
You're not having any of it, Paul. You weren't it.
Yeah. Amazing, that, isn't it? And everyone's chatting about it. Everyone's got their own two pennies.
If you were really upset to be getting divorced...
50 million to keep your mouth shut. It's a good deal, isn't it?
It's the opposite of what Kerry Katona gets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She gets 30 grand to flog frozen food.
Yeah.
Imagine that, though.
That's wrong, isn't it?
50 million. How have you... That's a good angle to rework yourself. You've basically found a lonely man who misses his wife... And you've lured him into a marriage. You got yourself up the duff, and now you're getting 50 million smackers.
She's not up the duff.
They've had a kid.
Have they?
Yeah, they had a kid together.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Did they?
Yes.
Did they?
Everyone?
Did they?
I didn't think so.
Yeah, Heather Mills and Paul McCartney have had a kid together, haven't they?
Yeah, they
have,
definitely.
Yeah. Have they?
Yeah.
Cheeky old Paul McCartney.
Yeah, exactly.
Fix that hole.
Oh. But yeah, that's the mistake he made.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's
the
hideous.
Mistake
oh,
so many
thing.
People make.
Yeah, yeah, but she's properly got
David
him.
Cameron will give you a nectar point, though. Where are we going? You're pointing at me.
Oh, this is interesting.
That's your opinions.
That's my opinion. That's not the opinion of the BBC. Everyone's an idiot. That's my opinion. Stop having kids. The world's full. That's my opinion. You know, pay council tax. Don't live in a caravan. That's my opinion. Certain people should be not employed. That's my opinion.
Yeah, these are all
if
right.
If you can't handle swearing, just grow up. That's my opinion. Get out of my way when I'm doing my shopping. That's just my opinion as well.
Exactly. And one day you'll run the BBC and the world will change.
Cats can sod off. That's my opinion. Someone's texted in what I think of Labyrinth. I like Labyrinth. I also like The Dark Crystal. That's my opinion. I think Only Fools and Horses is a disgrace to this country. That's my opinion.
Wrong.
All these are my opinions, and you're welcome to them, and you can stick them in a little drawer somewhere. That's my opinion as well.
This is a nice little link, this.
I went to have me Earl Grey, and it all turned. No milk, no cups. The frigging BBC. We're not allowed bloody cups anymore because the world's burning, so I can't have a cup of coffee.
In case we give the cups away as competition prizes.
Yeah, to people
who
are mates.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, have a cup.
A man's texted in, so we sent him a cup, but we didn't really. Woo!
I listened to the Six Music Show with John Richardson. I was thoroughly disgusted. I would have loved a plastic cup and I didn't get one. And some bloke called Tigger gets a cup. No one's called Tigger.
So I went to your Edinburgh show, John. No, you didn't. This is Hattie Bells. I couldn't because we were on at the same time. And after hearing you...
I did an extra show.
I went to see the last bit of it.
Yeah. Hung outside the door.
Yeah, I didn't want to walk in, did
farting
I?
Farting underneath the door.
Yeah. And after hearing you... hearing your bit on the type of crisps disco, I immediately went to the shops in the Pleasant Stone to find some. I have to say I was disappointed. I felt none of the feelings you described. But then I tried the Quavers. So what's the feelings about discos? What's that about? Are you a big fan of them?
I like the powdery bit you get in the bottom.
Oh, yeah, that's nice, that.
Yeah. It's the best bit. That's why you have them.
And did you ever crunch them up to give yourself more powder?
It's not the same. Doesn't work. It has to be cut. I had Seabrook yesterday. Seabrook prawn cocktail.
Yeah? Is that crisps?
Some of them, yeah. Some of them have got so much flavour on them. They look radioactive. They're like glowing orange. And they're unbelievable. And I had some chicken. And I had some hot chocolate. An Ovaltine. What else did I have yesterday? A bean salad. I didn't really like that. Sat in my hotel room writing and watching the football. Too much dressing on the chicken, though. I got all greasy eating it.
Well, this is great. Dear Russell and John, this is an Am I Normal Dash Broad game. You may want to read this out in a Geordie accent, as I'm from Durham. This is an Am I Normal that my dad used to do. When he was young, he used to catch bees in a jam jar with a little bit of water in it and shake it around a bit so their wings get wet and they can't fly. Then he would tip them out onto the floor and tie a piece of string in a loose knot in front of them so when they walked forward, he could tighten the string around their leg. Then, when the water dried and they tried to fly away, he would have them stuck to the end of the string, sort of like a makeshift kite. Is this normal or is it really cruel?
Who's that?
Some geezer in Durham. Bizarre. No Laura abuse this morning. Well, I listened to the football and he didn't really say much.
No, he had a good one on Football Focus.
What did he say on Focus?
They were talking about whether Robbie Savage would play for Wales again.
And he said...
I tell you what, Manish, you've got more chance of playing for Wales than he has.
You having that?
Yeah.
And in case you didn't hear it last week, because it's always worth repeating.
Well, don't kiss your granny while she's shaving. I mean, as if it's going to be 7-1.
What maybe, was that maybe you just six, said?
I've heard that one before.
Take your feet off the table and give the cheese a chance is a better one.
Incredible. He did the little joking.
He's got a busy week ahead of him, but he's off to the other. Good belt of feedback.
Yeah, John, that belt was awesome. I've previously overlooked it, but now I've been educated. Thank you very much. Whilst on the Beatles...
Welcome.
Have you heard Maxwell's Silver Hammer by them? It's about a psycho killer and it's hilarious. Lots of love, Laura and Edinburgh. Four kisses. Hey, we can have one of them each.
Four kisses? That's sketch with the two Ronnies.
Nice.
Brilliant belter. Nice version too. Can you name three Beatles songs where the title of the song doesn't appear in the lyrics? It's a good little quiz.
Yeah.
Good little quiz to play, isn't it? I don't really like the Beatles, but that's a cracking Sunday afternoon track, Charlotte in London. Brilliant choice of belter. Love it. Well done, John.
Excellent. There you go.
Hello, boys. Article in today's Independent with the headline, This Cat Can Scat. Apparently the article's rubbish, though, but I'll check it out. I've got the Independent in
absolutely.
Front of me. Martin in Belfast. Hello. May toilet at work has dandy green paper tiles for poos. Though we wouldn't even have that if we had a hand dryer, so take the rough with the smooth, so we'll do so, don't so we should.
Yeah, I knew that was going on at the end.
So it is.
Well, they will text it in, Russell.
Yeah, exactly.
Laura in Edinburgh.
Gone!
Hello, boys.
Hi, you're right.
Again, me and my mates together when we're together, please. Right. Usually when we've been drinking.
Okay.
The whiskey.
Nice.
Is to hide the things you might need in the immediate future in the weirdest place you can think of.
The weirdest place. Didn't do that.
Last night, this resulted in my mate's worn boxer shorts being hidden in the bottom of my sleeping satchel. I wasn't impressed.
Crap. Right, that's quite a good ball game, though, isn't it?
And Matt in Lancaster's trying to get us to mediate this row between him and his wife because he doesn't want to go to Morecambe. I didn't say that, Matt. You go to Morecambe.
Don't
if
go.
If your wife's taking her parents there, you take her. And then go and have lunch at the Hess Bank Hotel and have the mussels, which is what I took my nan there a couple of weeks ago, and it was lovely.
I hated it.
Nanny.
I tried loving a car once. Bit awkward.
Yeah, well.
Old man knocked on the door.
Not supposed to do it on your driving test, are you?
Oh, exactly. When you know...
Can you believe he failed me for that? Points. God, I got 6 out of 10 at least. Have you seen the state of it?
When you're nervous, you're nervous. I got really nervous on my driving test. My legs started shaking really bizarrely. I had to ask if I could stop, get out, have a little bit of a walk. Right. I just said I had really bad cramp, and he let me off it, but I was just terrified in case I failed. I failed twice, passed third time. What a feeling. And yet I'm still crap at driving. It's really annoying.
Yeah. Hello. That's more to do with the fact that you just don't look at anything to do with the road.
I do.
CD player, iPod, mobile phone, food, drink, pigeons, anything.
Here's an interesting one. 3 Beatles songs with titles that don't feature in the song are, in case anyone was playing along at home, Flying, Tomorrow Never Knows, and A Day in the Life. Do I get a prize? Gillian Edinburgh. Not anymore.
Don't start on that, love.
Not anymore.
Not on this show. There are people you can text. Text any other radio station. They're all talking out their arse. Just no one cares about them.
Ooh.
No, everything's lies. Oh, I was watching... Oh, I watched that... Oh, that was stupid.
Oh, you're feeling it?
Yeah.
You're feeling it?
It's music. Those late night quizzes.
Oh, you don't want to watch them.
They've been dealt with before, but every now and again you flick back on and you get so angry. Just because you're a good-looking woman, you think you can just talk crap for 5 hours. So what is it? Cheese what? Hmm? Thinking about it, aren't you? Why don't you give me a call?
It's that blonde
you're
bloke.
Idiot,
that
and blonde I get rickets.
It's the blonde bloke that gets me. That what an amazing thing to wish upon someone.
Yeah, well, I was going to say something more serious.
But they do that thing of, but they just do that thing, what could it be? What could it be? Mm. Must be such a difficult...
We've had some good suggestions.
Must be so difficult to sit there. Cause
well, it's on toast, isn't it?
Bored cameraman just sat there, just do whatever. It's not on toast, though, because if you ever ring up these bloody programmes, me and my mum did, it was great. My mum went, yeah, they're a bloody con. Let me tell you that. Well, how do you know? Yeah, rang them up a few days ago. Yeah. She'd rang up a few times. And I had the right answer.
Is it on toast?
Could I get through? I said on toast, but you can't get through because they go, oh, unlucky, you nearly got through. This phone call has cost you £1. Idiot.
But well, then it's not on toast, though, is it? Because people phone in and go, are you sure it's on toast? And they go, okay, let's look in the Spangle Grid. It's not on toast. And then it's like Cheese Temple or something you've never even heard of.
But that's
the top answer was Cheese Grandad. Should have got that. Should have got that, guys.
But that's when you know you're quite sad, when you've been watching it for long enough to go, oh, someone's already said that 20 minutes ago.
Well, that's what
and then you realise you've been watching it for an hour.
This harlot, someone phoned in and went, is it cheese bread? And she went, it's not cheese bread, but put that on the list, guys. Put that on the list.
Yeah, getting anyone at home putting it on the list?
To do, kill myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Honestly. But you get angry. Oh, swaggering around. And she thinks she's on telly. You know, she's sat in bars in, you know, Crew or wherever they film these things. Go, yeah, doing TV work at the moment. What do you do? I'm vapid for a living. I fill gaps. That's what I do. I talk in holes. Like a... Oh, that was going to be a rude joke. Now it's dead. You're staring at me.
No, I'm interested. I was wanting to see where this anger would lead, if it would go to its true area.
Yeah, well, it never
But it
can.
Didn't. No, it's so frustrating, isn't it? You want to scream and shout, but you can't.
Bring back the Scottish granny voices. Hangovers are not fun, and that's from Roxy.
Well, we can only bring it back if we get in the right text or emails. This is the thing. If you text us in 64046 or email russell.6music@bbc.co.uk with funny things for Scottish grannies to say, then we can do it.
Yeah.
We can't just riff.
Let's just do that for 15 minutes. Yeah, any texts that come in now, we'll read them in a Scottish accent.
Yeah.
If you're called Roxy, you're either quite a sexy teenage girl, aren't you? Or you're like an alcoholic in her 50s.
Yeah.
Folks call me Roxy.
Oh, that's...
I tell you some stories.
Yeah, I was body double for Kate Bush. What about any videos? Roxy.
I slept with Keith Moon. Did you? Aye.
Yeah, yeah. I frightened the crap out of him in the morning. Mooney! I cried.
Anyways. Right, now these texts have come in, but before the Scottish embargo.
Okay.
So, hi, Emily and Alice from Hull.
Hello.
Would you play Worst Case Scenario by the Hoosiers?
No.
Not yet. A board game we used to play when I was a chef at a crap American theme bar in Newcastle. Surely not. was to turn off the extractor fans and see how much heat and grease fumes a busy kitchen could take, or else fill chips with salt and Tabasco and give them to waiters.
Oh, people are so vicious, aren't they?
Yeah, well, you've got to have a hobby.
Nice.
Dear Russell and John, I am an English teacher and planning lessons for this week. I am doing Lord of the Flies with my Year 11s. The fatty gets it.
Yeah, the fatty gets it.
Every time. Yeah. And I'm going to use one of the insect cruelty stories as part of the lesson tomorrow. Just to say thanks for the inspiration, Kath, in Nottingham.
Really?
Got your work cut out for your teaching in Nottingham, I bet.
Yeah, because they've all got guns.
Yeah, kapow, kapow. Honestly, just read the book. Kapow.
Put it down, fatty. But I'm holding the conch.
Lord of the Flies, I'm king of the bling. Are you? Oh, you're failing your GCSEs, and there'd be a downward spiral from there. And society's going to take the blame. I'm going to pay more tax just because you weren't paying attention.
These are not the opinions of the BBC.
These are my opinions. Your kids are stupid.
And fat. Right, it's Granny time. Da-na-na-na.
You kind of touched me.
Don't touch me! It's Granny time.
Right.
Right.
My friend had a dog called Roxy. It was so cute. Not really relevant, but you know. Russell.
Oh, well, I've had a flipping weird one, right? It says, Scott Granny, please read ditty called Rugby Surprise Me. So I've got to go, you pick a squad to do a job. Ain't the time for analysis, because dissection is good if you're a story, but bad if you're a frog.
Right.
No idea what that is.
You've made someone's day, though.
Strudel! I wanted to say strudel!
Read this in Scottish, will you?
Hey.
How dare you? I'm not even Scottish at all. That's right. From Katie in Brighton.
Hey! Da-na-na-na-na-na. It's quite any time.
I found a great hangover cure yesterday, by the way, says Alex in Manchester.
What? Go on.
We climbed up Snowdon and back down again.
Oh.
Like the king of the thing, Wenceslas or whatever it was.
Yeah, good King Wenceslas looked out.
No,
on the
other one. Who was the one? The Duke of York, that's who I'm thinking.
The grand old dude with the eggs and the...
He went halfway up and then he couldn't be mithered to come back down.
Where were the men?
Oh, it was crazy. Aye. Anyway, if you've got a hangover, you should go up Snowdon. But take proper equipment or you'll die! You'll be dead! If you go climbing with a hangover, that means you're dehydrated. You'll need lots of water. You'll get through an entire loch.
Well, exactly. This is what we found out, was that one of the stars of our Edinburgh show, Craig Campbell...
Aye.
...climbed up... what was that mountain? Some mountain, anyway. Some huge mountain... Mont Blanc, was it Mont Blanc? Couldn't make it.
Didn't make it.
The superhero, Campbell, the vigilante, didn't make it. And we could say what we like about him, because he won't listen to the radio show.
No.
What a coward.
Yeah.
Campbell's got nothing.
You know I'm going to edit this together and play it at the next gig I do with him.
No.
He would kill you.
Yeah, he would, yeah.
And do it in a Scottish accent. You find this funny, do you?
No, I'm funny all of a sudden, mate.
Jumping on your fish.
Right, this is a song called Michael Caine by Madness.
Cracking tune. Lots of madness. More madness on the radio.
Right.
Don't go into it yet, though.
I'm not going to. I was just looking at it.
I can smell tuna fish again. We've had this before. Who's got tuna fish in here?
We should have a zip sound effect there. Just don't point at the only lady in here, you sexist pig. How dare you?
She'd have been in that
ghastly man.
She'd had a soup thing.
Christ, she's had a tough week as it is.
She's seen a doctor about that, actually.
Christ.
You beastie boy. You'll nowhere care again. Yeah. It's the music week next.
Yeah, it is.
And they are talking about the new Radiohead album.
Aye, I've heard that's good.
Radiohead.
Oh, it's a wee bit down for me.
Ken, what I like about it.
Go on.
It's free.
Okay.
I didn't pay Jack Scrat for it.
That'd be great. That should be the advert. The new Radiohead album. I didn't pay Jack Scrat.
So that's coming up, and then we'll have a podcast out tomorrow afternoon, so get that on your iPods or other various things. These are just my opinions. Shove them up your backside.
Yeah, exactly. And, don't shove them up the backside. These are not the opinions of the BBC.
Another show next week.
Oh, that was the awful thing when Ashley Cole got injured yesterday. You knew everyone in the crowd was making various mobile phone jokes.
You were.
Come on.
I had sympathy for the lads.
Liar. You texted me.
I did. Well, I texted him as well. That was when he went down.
Imagine that. It was horrible. The poor bloke. It was just this rumour that he once put a phone in his bum.
Yeah.
And as soon as he gets hit, you know, everyone's there going,
I went to see him. I said, a lot of people are taking the mick out of you, Ashley, but I wouldn't knock you.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't knock you. And then something fell out of him. So, Music Week, this is Michael Caine by Madness.
Yes.
Bye.
Yes, see you later. Have a fantastic week. What are you up to?
Oh, I'm all over the shop.
Where are you going?
Like Bristol, Guildford, Telford Aerodrome. I made that last one up.
Nice. Your experiments continue.
What about yourself?
King's Lynn, which you don't like.
Oh, hotbed of racism.
Yeah, I hear that. Sheffield, various other places.
Hotbed of stainless steel.
Smashing place, Sheffield. And, yeah, hopefully Mark Lawrence will be on the show.
Hotbed.
Hey? Is that his nickname?
Yeah, he's now.
Sweet. Let's end it with Laura.
And we're also joined by Mark Lawrence.
This is Michael Caine of Madness. BBC. Six Music.